quake-torn Indonesia declares a state of emergency. Another Somalia believer falls to Islamic extremists, and a ministry to India steps in to protect children from the black market. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Indonesia declared a two-month emergency in quake-torn Sumatra. With that, rescue operations shifted to relief efforts. Our own Ruth Kramer's been following this story. Ruth, what's happening?
Well, Greg, aid is getting through, but a picture is emerging of greater need in the rural areas. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer says their teams are providing immediate relief in the form of food, water, clothing, and
improvised shelter in terms of providing tarps so that part of the house can be salvaged and set up so that people have a roof over their head.
Ruth, I understand that heavy rains have complicated the issue. Now there's fear of disease. It's a lot to handle.
Greg, with disaster experience in response to a March 2007 earthquake in the same region, the CRWRC has been able to act quickly to meet the needs of survivors through its partners. The organization is deploying international relief managers to Padang to work with local organizations and implement the response. It's always about ministry, though.
Pray for them and that they may find God in these circumstances.
Our website has more details. Meanwhile, Islamic militants linked with Al-Qaeda have claimed another life in Somalia. According to Compass Direct News, militants killed underground church leader Miriam Muhina Hussein after discovering she had six Bibles. The officer who shot Hussein was tipped off by his wife. Extremists murder Christian converts in an effort to impose Islamic law. Last week, they massacred a 69-year-old with Bibles in his possession. Ask God to encourage Christ followers. You're listening to Mission Network News. The defamation of religions resolution may cost Christians their religious freedom. Every year at the United Nations, the resolution is introduced. Open Doors USA's Lindsay Vesey says,
what's interesting about this resolution is it's being introduced by the Organization of Islamic Conference. So I think that should tell you, you know, right up front that, you know, this is a group of 57 states with majority or significant Muslim populations that are the real people behind the resolution.
While countries can choose whether or not to enforce the resolution, Pakistan has made it part of their national law. There, Christians can be sent to prison for evangelism, says Vesey.
It makes it difficult to make any truth claim that is in contradiction with Islam. So if you're a Christian and you want to make a truth claim about Christianity over Islam, that could be considered defamation, and you could be punished for it.
You can sign Open Doors' petition against the resolution through their Freedom to Believe campaign. We'll link you at our website. In other news, India Partners says black market thieves are stealing children from villages in India, not for slave labor or the sex trade, but to sell their organs. Children are prized for their eyes, hearts, and kidneys. India's medical tourism attracts people needing major surgeries or transplants. Too expensive in Western countries, they come to India. Your donation can help India Partners spread awareness about this nightmare. We'll link you at our website, missionnetworknews.org. And finally, for orphans in Africa, family life versus an orphanage isn't always best. Every Child Ministries has been successfully running orphanages and working with foster care programs for years. However, ECM's Lorella Rouster says,
we are facing a big move in most African countries where the governments want to go away from group homes and want to place children into families through adoption or for foster care.
Although the government has good intentions, hundreds of unwanted orphans wind up in the streets again. That makes them doubly hard to reach.
We see children who have been living on the street for a considerable time. They have learned behaviors and attitudes that make it very difficult for ordinary families to take them in.
Through ECM's programs, many of these children hear and feel the love of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available two DVDs, Keys to the Middle East and The Storybook of Sat7, two high-end productions that will help you understand ministry in the Middle East a little better so you can pray more effectively for this troubled region of the world. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.